my wife is pregnant at the minute, 11 weeks, and we're going to our first scan this Monday. Whatever we find out that she's pregnant, with this planned pregnancy anyway, and we went to the RGP, and what he said, you know, that he filled the application, and VHK will send to the midwife, and at some point they will contact us to make a, you know, appointment for us to meet them. So whatever that will be, that is at the minute, you know, 12 weeks. Point I want to say that until then, we have zero information. Like, absolutely nothing. How we look after ourselves, how we look after, how, I mean, yes, you don't smoke, don't drink, what is normal thing, you know, to do. But other than that, like, you know, nothing, what is normal thing, what is not normal. Even if she would be, like, something bad happened, like, you know, she would feel really ill, where would we go, you know, to, should we go to A&E, should we go to the GP, or should we phone to a midwife? Like nothing, you know. I mean, we have to go to online and internet and find this information, what she, like, even did with the food, you know, what she should eat, what is not good.
But Paul, is this your first baby?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because you sound like I sounded when our child was about to come into the world, and the excitement of the new pregnancy or whatever. my wife was much more capable of taking it in her stride, especially the first 3 months. And I was, you know, I was like, you remember the ad that used to be on the TV for Heinz Beans, where the father-to-be was really overboard in terms of being protective, and he wouldn't let the girl even open her own tin of beans. He was so worried.
I think maybe
you're like that, Paul. You're a bit like me. Over the first 3 months, you always have your port of call with the GP if you feel that you need advice or you need some assistance or some help or some worry or some concern. But surely nature will take its course and everything will be okay.
I know, but I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, I'm too smart, I'm too stupid, but I mean, yes, I can go on the internet, you know, and look at it and find the information. You know, we both in 30s, you know, 31 actually, you know. So, but the biggest point would be, what about those young couples, like early 20s, you know, if I would be like 20 before, you know, and I always want a baby, you know, but I mean, it wasn't the right time at that time, you know, if they wanted something, you know, concern about it, you know, I just think it's not enough information. And then, I mean, 12 weeks wait until, you know, it's all this worry that this past 5 weeks was like, you know, we almost like marking days, you know, on the calendar, you know, until the first scan, you know, and I'm just so excited at the minute. Monday, you know, it's coming. And thank goodness, you know, I think she's everything okay and normal, you know, what us it should be, you know, throwing up sometimes, you know, in the morning and kind of that. But other than that, I just think it's just not enough information. I mean, the doctor itself, you know, maybe he could say, you know, for example, like, you know, there's a few websites on the internet if you want some information, or if something bad happens, you know, there's the phone call, you know, you should phone, you know, and ask, you know, about it. It's just nothing.
In the ideal world, if you were organizing it for the first 3 months of pregnancy, what would you expect? What would you want?
Well, first of all, the first scan, I think it should be earlier than the 12 or 14 weeks. Next would be just a even basic like a leaflet, you know. I'm not saying about smoking and drinking. Everybody knows it's not good for a baby. But like, for example, you know, some foods, I mean, my wife, she's just all constantly online, so she knows more than me. But some foods you shouldn't eat, and some drinks you shouldn't. And what is like normal, you know, like even throwing up in the mornings or in the evenings, whatever, it's, if that's normal, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, and the old morning sickness.
Yes, yes.
And is your wife going through a lot of that?
Not much, no, thank God, you know, I think, but, you know, not much. It's just actually, I think, in those, like, three or four times, but the minute in the past times, you know, it's just coming more often, you know.
Well, so, Paul, you know what I'm going to do? Because you are going through it for the first time, you and your wife. You do have contact, of course, with your GP, but you're told that you're not really needed to go back there for 12 weeks. I must ask the people who are listening who've maybe been through more pregnancies than you or I have been through, you know, to give us a ring. What is the best advice that they have for obviously an excited dad, there's no doubt about that, and a mum who is looking for some advice with regards to the best way to go through these first 3 months and then approach the next 3 months as well. Do you have family support here, Paul?
Sadly, no.
Yeah, see, this is also relevant because, you know, I would have taken a bit of advice from my mother, who would have been through it all and have known everything about it, from, you know, from other aunties and, you know, my sisters and whatever. You've other people that you can liaise with, whereas if you don't have family here, then you don't have anyone to share really the joy with at this present minute. I must just ask people who are listening, especially recent moms, what the best advice is, because you're certainly looking forward to it.
Yes, a lot. Yeah, very much.
I bet you are. Paul, I'll throw it out there and see if anyone comes back with a suggestion, having listened to what you've said.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
Okay, Paul, thanks for listening to the program. So there you go, Paul. His wife is 3 months pregnant, or, well, about, what is it, 10 weeks now. He would just like more information. He would like more liaising with the medical authorities. He'd even like some helpful leaflets. Any advice for him? It's just 25 years from having a child. So give us a ring, 90333 105.